15. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. And he says, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said to him, You have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, See you this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered to him of their substance. And it came to pass they went into a house, and the multitude were gathered thick together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. Then was brought to him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. And he was casting out the devil, insomuch that when the devil was gone out of him, the blind and dumb both spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and wondered, and said, Is not this the son of David? And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, He is beside himself. But when the scribes and the Pharisees which came down from Jerusalem heard it, they said, He has Beelzebub, and by Beelzebub, the prince and chief of the devils, he casts out devils. But Jesus knew their thoughts, and he called them to him, and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. That kingdom cannot stand. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan also rise up and cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? He cannot stand, but has an end. And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Because you say that I cast out devils through Beelzebub. Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then no doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. When a strong man armed keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. No man can enter into his house and spoil his goods. But when one stronger than he shall come upon him, he will first overcome the strong man and bind him. And then he takes all his armor wherein he trusted, and divides his spoils from his house. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters abroad. Wherefore I say to you, all manner of sins and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme shall be forgiven to the sons of men. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. And whosoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Because they said, He has an unclean spirit. Then certain of the scribes and the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from heaven of you, tempting him. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation, and shall condemn them. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return into my house from where I came out. And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goes he, and takes with himself 7 other spirits, more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also to this wicked generation. And it came to pass, as he spoke these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you, and the paps which you have sucked. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. While he yet talked to the people, behold, there came then his mother and his brethren desiring to speak with him, and could not come to him for the press, and standing outside, sent to him, calling him. And the multitude sat about him. Then it was told him, Behold, your mother and your brethren stand outside, desiring to speak with you. But he answered and said, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he looked round about upon them, and stretched forth his hand toward his disciples which sat about him, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren are these. For whosoever which shall hear the word, and do the will of God my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother, and my sister, and my mother.